Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. That means it's Take Control Tuesday. Mansa, I'm really interested in this subject today because, as you say in the blog post, it's not fun being broke. You said it ain't fun. But we have some ways to help with that household cash flow management.
Absolutely. You know, it's not just how much money comes in and how much money goes out to determine success, but it's also when the money comes in and when it goes out that has an impact as well. And that's what we call cash flow. And to properly manage your cash flow can reduce your financial stress and even bridge you through short-term financial disruptions. So let's talk about cash flow and how to properly manage it. First thing is, get a calendar and mark the dates when your money comes in. Now, for most people that work, it's either weekly, biweekly, twice a month, or monthly. Mm-hmm. So mark when your money comes in, and then also mark when your money goes out. Note the due dates on your rent, your credit cards, student loans, car notes, etc. Now, that'll give you a visual look at your cash flow. So once you know what your outgo is, then what you want to do is contact your creditors and ask them to change your due date so that it's more in line with your cash flow. For example, if you're in a situation where one check is completely eaten up by a bill, then that puts you in a cash flow situation, right? Like if your rent takes your whole first check,
right,
then you struggle till you get to the next payday. So you can actually call your creditors and get them to change your due date so that you get a better flow of your outgo. Now, once again, we've got some detailed strategies, some benefits from my experience dealing with this on the blog post at moneysmartlife.org. We encourage people to go there and take a deep dive into it. But to kind of wrap up, you can use your credit cards to control your cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the ability to pay your credit card balance in full every month, your credit cards become an excellent cash flow management tool. So in summation, there are three fundamentals of good cash flow management. Now, once again, we encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org to read the full blog post, or Confessions of a Gospel DJ. The podcast will be there. But the three fundamentals are basically, get more money in, send less money out, and keep as much as you can for as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do those three things, you'll have good cash flow management.
That is awesome. Again, go to moneysmartlife.org or my website, Confessions of a Gospel DJ. We're also on Facebook and YouTube as well, right?
Absolutely. They can click the YouTube link. And also, we've got TakeControlTuesday.com now.
That's
that we're bringing online. So they can check that out, too.
Thanks so much, Mansa.
Thank you.